Where did you have your schooling?
It was in Glasgow, a big housing estate in Glasgow. I went to Crookston Castle Secondary School for 6 years.
So was it
a
tough upbringing in that respect?
I had a lovely upbringing. A lot of tough people went to the school, and you sort of lived a bit, and you learned how to survive by telling jokes and trying to avoid getting hit and stuff, not by the teachers, but some of the pupils.
I knew the answer. I just wanted you to come out with the word Glasgow, because it is a focus of attention tonight, because there is a certain football international which is really rare today. It's the nation of Scotland against England.
Do you know, I never knew that, isn't that?
Did you not?
No, I didn't. I have no interest at all in
that. I'll be mentioning it in the sport a little later on. It used to be a big fixture when we had home international championships at the end of each season.
And I remember one of the last times was that the Scottish team took down the goalposts at Wembley. That happened in the 80s, I think.
Yes, when Scotland beat England at Wembley.
Which was rare.
I've been to a Scotland-England international. I think, with your good self sat right opposite me, a man from north of the border, I should say that the experience was interesting.
Yes. we're getting into the debate again. I still feel British. I have always felt British and Scottish and part of something bigger.
Yes.
But we're on to that independence
thing. Yes. Not that we would indulge you in sport. And with that, Brian.
Thank you.
This morning's pause for thought.
Well, although, as I've just said, I don't enjoy watching or taking part in any sport whatsoever, I just can't see the point, I'm afraid. I did catch the opening ceremony of the recent Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, and I was astonished and delighted when the Scottish team entered the stadium to the song Move Any Mountain by the Shaman. My happiness was invoked because I knew well one of the Shaman's original members, Willie Sinnott. His stage name was Will Sin. We met at university and our bands played many a gig together on the Student Union stage. A favourite memory is of a jam we had in my pal's mother's back bedroom in about 1982. Two electric guitars, drums, amplifiers, microphone, and Willie Sinnott pumping away the bass line to the Clash song Police and Thieves. A tall, skinny beanpole crossed at right angles by a long Fender Precision bass guitar, making the windows rattle across the neighbourhood. What must the neighbours have thought? Willie joined the Shaman in 1987 and they started to get a national name for themselves as a psychedelic techno band. I saw them in a telly a few times, which was fantastic. They recorded the song Move Any Mountain in 1991 and decided to film a video for it in Tenerife. You can see it on YouTube. Just after recording that video, Willie drowned whilst swimming off the coast of Tenerife. It was such a jaw-dropper. He was 30 and the one of us who actually got somewhere in the music business. I can still remember vividly the shock I felt when I got the call in our Devonport flat. So when the Scottish team marched into the stadium to Move Any Mountain, I gave a special nod to my pal, Willie Sinnott. Who'd have thought 35 years ago, when we were all together having a few beers in the Student Union bar, that would have happened.